Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life. Yeah, yeah.
Good News in the Morning is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and has been broadcast weekly since 1999. Do visit our website, gncm.ca. Here, you will find podcasts of the programs and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide. They appreciate and need your regular prayers. Our heartfelt thanks to all those who support us financially. And now, here is today's presentation.
Good morning. I'm your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. As we begin today, my prayer is that the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ would encourage and strengthen you today. I especially want to bring you a message today about the freedom that Jesus offers through himself. And the scripture that points to that so clearly is a scripture in the Gospel according to John, where Jesus is talking to a group of Jewish people who are asking questions about Jesus' identity. And this is how the passage reads. "Who are you?" they asked. "Just what I have been claiming all along," Jesus replied. "I have much to say in judgment of you, but he who sent me is reliable, and what I have heard from him I tell the world." They did not understand what he was telling them about his Father, so Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him." Even as he spoke, many put their faith in him. To the Jews who had believed in him, Jesus said, "If you hold my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants, and we have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are ready to kill me because you have no room for my word. So I am telling you what I have seen in my Father's presence and what you have heard from your Father." Well, Jesus has a lot to say here, and we'll take a look at what it means in a few minutes. But first, I'd like you to hear a song that expresses the testimony of the singers of the Rend Collective. From their album Homemade Worship, here is their song, "Christ Has Set Me Free."
In my life of limitless and cloudless hope, you defied the gravity in me and give wings to my flightlessness. Oh, Christ has set me free from negativity, from impossibility. Christ has set me free. All hope has been released. Oh, Christ has set me free. Oh,
We may wonder, how are we not free? In the world today, there are many kinds of captivity, many restraints that prevent people from being free. And we can look around and see people who are actually in slavery. In the world today, there are countries where slavery has not been brought to an end, and we even see some kinds of exploitation within our own country as virtual slavery, as people are forced to do work where they don't want to, or to do kinds of work, criminal activities that they're being forced to do by people who have them in their total control. That kind of slavery we understand. But what does Jesus speak about when he says to the Jewish people that are living, yes, under Roman occupation, but are free to worship God as they see fit? They are free to go about their lives and do their work. They pay taxes like anyone, but they don't find day-to-day oppression the rule of their life. And so they protest, saying, we're already free. What do we need to be set free for? Well, Jesus has a word for them that says that that sin has enslaved them, that the things that they're doing that are contrary to God actually have control over them. And that's a principle which we find to be true in our lives. When we look at our lives, we find ourselves struggling to overcome a kind of slavery to all kinds of different things. Some people, and certainly a focus that I see in many people's lives, is the issue of diet, that they have trouble controlling their appetites, and because of that, their appetites control them. That happens on both sides of the weight spectrum. There are people who are so driven to be thin that they don't even eat what's healthy for them. And there are people who are so caught up in unhealthy eating habits that they can't seem to stop themselves from eating the things that they know do them no good. It may, certainly when anorexia is at stake, that kind of slavery is a brutal master. And though we joke about how difficult it is to lose weight, those of us who have a problem on the weightiness side really do find it difficult to control our appetites instead of being controlled by them. There's other kinds of slavery in the world, and I've see it often and experience it myself. Doesn't fear control us sometimes? We, I hope, are generally pretty brave people, and we can get ourselves into new social situations, find a new job, do the all the things that are required of us that call us to stand out and be counted. But there are times when fear stops us. For some people, when I ask them to help out at church, they say, I'd rather die than do public speaking. Well, that's a great deal of fear. Others are afraid of speaking the truth in a relationship. They're afraid of upsetting the apple cart when they really need some problem to be resolved. The fear keeps them from working on it. Those kinds of slavery to fear, is something from which Jesus wants to set us free. There are other kinds of more subtle slavery. We can be surrounded by bad counsel, and so that the option to do right or to do the thing that will really solve a problem is not even out there because the people around us are giving us bad advice. Without knowing the truth, we often are held back and we are kept captive in a situation because we don't know the truth and cannot be freed from it. That sort of goes along with bad company. Bad company can constrain us and keep us from doing what we know we ought to do. Peer pressure is a very subtle yoke that people wear, a very subtle set of bonds. Sometimes we also, though, are captured or restrained, constrained from doing what's right or what's good because we lack an ability. We truly don't have a skill that would help us to do something that we know needs doing. Whether that's a technical skill or a social skill, I know many people who really want to go and visit with sick friends and try and encourage them, but they're afraid that they'll say the wrong thing because they lack the right words. Or, in other instances, they lack information. But the truth is that sometimes we have the ability and we have the right information and we're not afraid and we are not driven by fear or an appetite, but that's still not sufficient to let us live free and full lives. If we had the right information all the time, we would still experience some of the slavery that Jesus is talking about. If we had the right techniques, we couldn't solve every problem. Neither will positive thinking or sincere beliefs help us to be set free. Even though our thinking might be true, there is still a problem. Because truth has many meanings. Truth can mean knowing the best answers. And having a lot of information, being able to Google everything and sort out the false information from the valid information, knowing the cause of a disease and the cure for a disease, knowing the right foods to eat and the wrong foods to eat, all these answers are helpful and necessary in solving problems, but not sufficient. Another kind of truth is integrity, truth in your inward life. When you are determined to do the right thing, whatever the cost. Because sometimes it's simply our conviction that we aren't convinced enough that the truth is worth the cost. And so we hold back from doing what is right, not because we think it's wrong, but because we don't want to pay the cost. Living with integrity is part of knowing the truth, of having the truth. But Jesus doesn't point to reasoning, information, or techniques as the truth which will set us free. He's speaking in that scripture to a group of people who are asking the question, "Who are you?" And he says, "If you follow me, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Jesus is really saying that he is the truth, that the truth we need is a person, not a book of information. That person is offering himself as the fountain of life, the source and guarantor of freedom, the beginning of a new beginning, and someone who will be faithful to us right to the end. There's a song which Carolyn Ahrens has written to celebrate the freedom to start over when you're in Jesus Christ. And she sings it on her album, Feel Free. And the song is called New Year's Day. Won't you listen to it with me?
Every New Year's Eve, I make myself a list.
In order to truly be free, we cannot stand alone. We need the true God as our helper, our Savior, our friend, and our Lord. We need a constant and faithful companion. We were not made to live alone. Freedom is not independence from everything and all things. Freedom is being in a right relationship, first of all with God, and then with the world around you. Because we have that freedom as part of a relationship with God. A true relationship with the true God brings true freedom. I always consider how we can look at different analogies of the need that we have for God. And sometimes I talk about the Holy Spirit as the necessary fuel in our gas tank, as though we were a car and we were to drive along. We definitely need fuel. And that reminds us that we constantly need to be filled with the Holy Spirit to have the energy to do the things of God. But I also had a bad experience with my car one time when it ran out of oil. And when it ran out of oil, the engine seized up. And in fact, I had to replace the engine, the entire engine, which was a very challenging task. I did it with a good friend's help, and I never want to go through that one again. We cannot be free to live our lives without God working in every part of our life, not just as fuel for the engine, but kind of as the lubrication that keeps us moving, that keeps us going, an integral part of our lives, not just an external source. Jesus tells the people of Judea who have started to believe in him, follow me and do my teachings, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He tells us that simply saying yes to Jesus is not enough. That in saying yes to Jesus, we have a whole new opportunity open to us. As the Holy Spirit comes to abide in us, we have an opportunity, having said yes to Jesus, to live his way, to walk with him, and to let his life be living in us. Then we have the power to do what is right. Then we have the confidence to follow him in all circumstances. Then we have faith, and we have hope, and we have love through Jesus Christ. See, Jesus is not merely someone who comes along, dusts us off, puts us on our feet, and sends us on our way. He does pick us up. He does dust us off. He does set us on our feet. And then he walks with us, lives in us. He also intercedes for us. He works on our behalf around us. He is our fortress and our strength. He goes before us. He prepares the way before us. He watches our back and protects us from the wiles of the evil one. Jesus, in fact, is our all and all. Jesus is not a book you read. He's not an exam you pass, a pill you take. The truth is that he is your everything, or you are not free. But you can be free by letting him be your freedom, by accepting the truth that you need him every hour. If you've already discovered your slavery to fear or appetites or bad company or lack of counsel, if you've already discovered that you need the help of Jesus, that you can't make it with the resources you now have, then come to Jesus as your friend and your Savior. Let him be your advisor. Let his word fill you with wisdom. Let his Holy Spirit fill you with power to live according to the freedom of a new life in Christ. As we bring our conversation to a close today, I do hope that those of you who are already following Jesus would remember to renew your dependence on him, to remember that you didn't just get launched by Jesus when you started your new life, but that he is doing a work in you that he will continue faithful to the end. And if you've been feeling that perhaps that work has stalled, it is possible for there to be dark times, dark valleys in your Christian walk. But Jesus has promised that he will complete the work he's begun in you. So don't lose heart. Let the truth of his presence, of his person, live in you forever. To those who have never known Jesus, I implore you to call out to him, to taste and see that the Lord is good, to try him in this matter, to say, I need to be set free from my habits. I need to be set free from my appetites. I need to be set free from hatred and bitterness. I need to be set into the light and life of your presence. I need to be set free to experience joy and to know peace and to find patience. I need to find new compassion in my soul. I need to find someone who has compassion for me, and I need to find compassion for others. These are elements of the life that Jesus is offering to all who call upon him. And so I implore you to do so. In fact, let me join with you in prayer as we bow our heads before God. Almighty Father, thank you for sending Jesus, for completing us, for giving us your presence to fill us and to strengthen us, to guide us, to love us, and to lead us. Thank you, Jesus. We offer our lives to you, to be filled by you, to be cleansed by you, and to be renewed by you. We pray, Almighty God, that not only we, but many others may come to know the freedom that you have for them. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And as the broadcast closes today, I do hope you'll listen with me to the old hymn, A Shelter in a Time of Storm, sung by the a cappella group, This Hope.
The Lord's our rock, in him we hide.
A shelter in the time of storm.
Secure whatever ill betide.
A shelter in the time of storm.
Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A shelter in the time of storm.
A raging storm may round us beat.
A shelter in the time of storm.
We'll never leave our safe retreat.
A shelter in the time of storm.
Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A shelter in the time of storm.
Oh, rock divine, no refuge dear.
A shelter in the time of storm.
Be thou our helper ever near.
A shelter in the time of storm.
Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A shelter in the time of storm.
Thank you for tuning in. If you have been blessed and encouraged, do tell your friends about this program. Feel free to send in questions and comments via the website. And be sure to share your good news if you have come to faith through listening. But the program on its own is not enough. Don't forget to join other Christians in worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. We so appreciate the donations which we depend on to keep us on the air week by week. We invite individuals, companies to donate any amount, anytime, or to sponsor our programs on an annual basis. Please donate via our website or make a check out to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to 96 Pheasant Run Drive, Ottawa, Ontario, K2J2R5, Canada. Be part of the movement that is affecting lives worldwide. May you come to know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deeply within your heart And may you feel our Heavenly Father surrounding you with His constant, abiding, accompanying love.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.